I'm Bethany Conway. Welcome to Courage to Live in Your Trueness podcast, where we talk about the real and raw process of staying true to who we are in everyday life. Learning to find joy, hope, and peace in the midst of it all. Hi, friends. Thank you for joining me for today's podcast. Have you ever found yourself walking through your workspace and seeing your coworkers, or walking through the grocery store and seeing people that you know, and you say, "Hey, how's it going?" Only with the intention of a automated response, where they respond, "Hey, I'm good." And then you keep on walking. "How are you doing?" "Great." And you just keep going forward. And with that ask and that question, there's no intention of really taking a moment to find out how that person is actually doing, find out what is happening in their day, find out their story in that moment. I know I am so guilty of doing that, where you walk past a friend and you say, "Hey, how's it going?" And they say, "Okay, I'm doing okay." And in your mind, you've already heard that automatic response of, "I'm doing good." But they say "okay," and it catches you off guard because you already like pre-filled the blank. Like, you already pre-filled their answer in your brain that they're doing great, that they're doing good. But this time they respond with, "I'm doing okay." Well, in that moment, you have an opportunity. We have an opportunity. Do we pause and say, "Well, how's it going? You're just okay? Something going on?" Do we take that moment to be present with that person? Or do we say our automatic response, "Well, that's great. So glad to hear. Have a good day." And we keep on walking. I know I'm guilty of doing the latter, where you are on a time crunch and your day is busy and you've asked that person that question and they say "okay," and you're like, "I don't have time to even go into that story that they're, whatever there is happening in their life. I don't have time. I know that was not the response I was looking for, but I don't have time." And we get caught up in this busy lifestyle where we don't even have the bandwidth to really truly connect with people in our lives, where we don't have the bandwidth to even take a moment when somebody responds with "just okay," or "I'm not doing so great." We don't have the bandwidth in our schedules to show up and be present in that moment for that person. And I know I am guilty of doing that. And to the point where you're like, maybe I should not even ask anybody how they're doing. I am focused on where I'm headed and what I'm doing right now. Don't dare look up. Don't make eye contact. Don't ask how anybody's day is doing. Just keep moving forward, to the grind, nose to the grind, and I just got to buckle down. And I don't want to hear what's going on in your life. I got to get my grocery shopping done. I've got to get my work done. I have a to-do list, and I've got to check, and get all these things done. And I don't have time for your story and what's happening. I am so guilty of doing that. I've been there, done that. Don't want to be that person again. I remember here, I'm going to share part of my story, I should say. Again, this whole thing where boundaries come into play again in our life, and how we can't talk about one thing in our life, one facet, without it impacting the other. We are a whole being. And I know you've heard me say that over and over again, but this is so true even in this context today, where we want to have those connections. We want to be present with people. We want to have the bandwidth and the capacity to show up with empathy and compassion for others. But yet, if we haven't set good boundaries and healthy boundaries in our personal life, I tell you, your bandwidth is not like nada. You don't have the bandwidth. Like, all the files in your brain are open, and if you can't even open another file, because computer shutdown, malfunction, overload. So, like, you have to begin to shut all those file folders just to be even to create the bandwidth. I know that, like, on computers, like, if you have 300 windows open or 300 pages open on your internet, everything starts to slow down. I mean, I know that's why they're increasing internet speed these days, is because people want to be able to look at everything all at the same time and want it to be fast, 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 streamlined. And we need faster bandwidth, faster DSL, faster internet, just so that we can go with the speed of light and not pause and slow down and be present in the moment with what's in front of us. So, going back to sharing some of my story, there was a season in my life, I would say a big portion of my life season, like a chunk of time, where I really struggled with boundaries and I was doing everything. It was that place in my life where I was busy with work, busy with church stuff, busy with family, you know, it was go, 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 go. And it was that moment where, as I just shared, where you're at the grocery store and you are hoping that you don't run into anybody you know. You are on a mission with a to-do list and you're hoping that you don't see anybody, or if you see somebody, you don't want to make eye contact because you are at your capacity with what you can handle emotionally. And if you see somebody else, it means you're going to have to show up and be courteous. Yeah, you can't like make eye contact and like, hey, and then run and hightail it. That would just be plain rude, people. And maybe some of you have done that. Shame on you. No, no shame. We don't put shame on people. But so that's part of the challenge today, why we're talking about this, is that I didn't have the capacity to even desire or even think about if I ran, like it like brought anxiety. If I would run into somebody I know, that I would have to pause and talk to them and be present for their story. And I just didn't have the capacity for it. It was exhausting. I was so exhausted and burned out because I had zero boundaries in my life and was beyond my capacity. Too many file folders running at full speed. And so I remember that season where my husband and I decided to take a sabbatical, like put the brakes on and stop doing so much for a season in our life, because our marriage was suffering, our relationship with our children was suffering. I should say my relationship with my children was suffering because I was so stinking busy. And you know that moment where you have so many things going on and your child's talking to you and trying to tell you about their day, and in your brain you're already doing, you're running your to-do list and the next thing that you have to do, and there's supper to be made, laundry to do, I got to do this for work, I've got to do that for that person, I've got to run that errand, I've got to remember to add this to the grocery list, I have to remember to schedule a hair appointment, get a haircut, and your child's talking to you and they're like, mom, 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 did you even hear what I just said? And you're like, holy crap. I was off on another to-do list with another file open in my brain, and I was here with like a deer in headlights, not even looking at my child, but not even present. And they're trying to tell me what's happening in their day. And over again, these types of situations happen in my life where important people that matter to me are trying to connect with me, and they need to be the people that I'm connecting with. And it's so hard for me to stay focused on and listen because I'm on overload. So when my husband and I took this sabbatical and this purposely took time off, and we still went to work and did our jobs and, you know, to stay within our budget, meet budget needs and all of that stuff. I'm not saying we just, you know, cut off from the world. I'm saying the things that we could take off our plate for a season, we took off our plate and we reprioritized. There were people that were not happy with us when we did that because it impacted their life. But you know what? Those were areas that I had to prioritize. What is important to me? What relationships matter to me that I need to invest in? That, you know, this job, this person, this thing that I'm doing will come and go and can always bounce back. But if I lose the connection with my spouse, if I lose the connection with my children, there can be lifelong consequences. And I need to evaluate what is the most important thing in this season and in this moment. And so during that time where my husband and I cleared off our plate, we were able to begin to focus on our family. And it even, like, when we started doing that, it began to even create space where you had been so busy and so consumed with doing that you had even forgotten how to have fun, that you had even forgotten how to stir up creativity in your life, how to lean into your passions and to explore. Like for me, music was an expression, like playing the piano. And I was so exhausted and so burnt out that I didn't even want to touch the piano. Like, but yet when we came into this time of resting and this time of family first and those connections and those relationships becoming healthy and really pausing to be present for each other, it started to create time even for those passions. Like my husband started woodworking and it began to like release creativity in him where he's like building tables for our household. And he was like so passionate and so excited. And for me, I started playing the piano and I started creating music that I hadn't even heard of before. Obviously writing brand new music, but I hadn't had the capacity, again, too many file folders open and running at full capacity in my brain that I wasn't even able to have the energy to begin to create and to tap into that realm. And my daughters, like them finding passions and supporting them in their sports and being present when they're talking to mom. Like I'm telling mom what happened in my day and she's actually listening and she's responding with questions and she's not doing her to-do list in her brain. She is actually looking at me and I can see that mom values what is happening in my life. So during that time of the sabbatical, the big telltale for me when I knew something had shifted and I didn't realize right away that all of a sudden creativity was exploding again. I did a little bit, but the moment that I knew that the sabbatical, this time away, this resting season was impacting my life in ways that I didn't even expect was this one afternoon. My youngest daughter, had swimming lessons, and this is probably like maybe a month into this time of rest. And so I take her to swimming lessons and I go and I'm sitting there on the bench watching her and I see this other mom that I know and I'm familiar with. I see her across the way and I realize that she also has a daughter in swimming lessons. Our paths hadn't connected yet during this time. And I see her and I wave and I smile and she comes walking over and she sits down next to me and we start carrying on this conversation about family life and what's taking place and children in school and how she's doing and what are her passions and what she's been up to. And so we're having this great connection and swimming lessons are done. We grab our daughters and we're, you know, everybody smiles and we're headed out to the car and I'm just like walking with a smile on my face and I'm like, what the heck is this? Like I knew something felt different and I was like, oh my gosh, I just experienced a purposeful and meaningful connection with somebody that I was an acquaintance with before and now really had an opportunity to dive into who they were and their family. And I feel alive, like this connection that I made with this other mom. And I just was smiling, like I felt full. And I was like, what the heck is this? And as I started thinking about this, I'm like, if this would have been a month earlier, I would have avoided eye contact with this mom. I would have picked up my cell phone and looked at my cell phone and pretended that I was busy doing something on my cell phone just so that I did not have to have a conversation with this person because I didn't have the bandwidth. It was like an aha moment. I had begun to create space in my life, margin in my life, boundaries in my life that was beginning to allow me to show up and be purposeful in my connections, purposeful in my relationships, present to hearing this other person's story, present to the moment that I was in. And I wasn't trying to hide from it or run away from it. Because previously I'd been so consumed, so busy that if somebody were gonna try to start up a conversation with me, I would try to shut it down as quickly. Well, that's great. Have a great day. So good to see you. And try to hide in something because I just didn't have the emotional capacity to connect. And that moment at the swimming pool, I will never forget because it was like, it was such a revelation to me about the importance of my boundaries in my life, that when we have healthy boundaries and when we have that space, we can show up for the people that we need to show up for. And we can be present for the people that we need to be present for. And the thing is that that moment with that other mom at the pool was life-giving. The things that she was going through in her life and her family were encouraging to me. The story that she was sharing with me about the time in their life and what they were experiencing was so uplifting. And I don't necessarily remember all the details, but I walked away feeling, yes, excited about life, passionate about life, and excited about that meaningful connection. And the thing is that these moments that we get every day, these opportunities to connect with other people, I've heard people refer to them as these sliding door moments. And this is a phrase or a term I know that has just recently come on, you know, in a lot of the communications and a lot of the books that people are writing right now about, you know, pausing and self-compassion and relationships. The sliding door moment term is just really become more popular in the last maybe 10, 15 years. But it means, as you, and when you look it up, and you can Google it and search, but if you pull it up, Wikipedia, it says a term used to define seemingly inconsequential moments that can alter the trajectory of future events. Moments that can alter the trajectory of future events. That's what sliding door moments mean. And this term we can so apply to relationships and connections because with every interaction that we have an opportunity to connect with somebody. Purposely connect, purposely pause, purposely take the time to listen to their story. What's going on in this moment? When I say hello to you, how's it going? And you say, okay, yeah, I've had better days. We can take a moment to pause, lean in, get curious about what's happening in that person's life, ask questions, be present, show empathy, show compassion, encourage and empower. If we just take that sliding door moment to pause and be present with this person, the power of that person's story in that moment, whatever's going on in their life, in that very moment could be something that could set you on a path, a trajectory. I'm having an issue saying that word, trajectory. Say it with me, trajectory. But it can set you on a path that pushes you and presses you into a connection, maybe in a deeper relationship than maybe you never thought possible with that person. Or maybe when you pause in that moment just to say hello and you make a purposeful, meaningful connection and you start to share your life and they start to share their life and you're hearing their story and their struggle or their joys, their highs and their lows, it begins to set you on a path. That pausing, that sliding door moment where you press in and you lean into that connection and that relationship, that all of a sudden it leads you on a path that you may not even have envisioned, that you may not have even expected. Leaning in can cause deeper friendships with somebody that maybe you didn't even anticipate as being a deep friend. Maybe it's a relationship and a connection with somebody that all of a sudden launches you into an open door in your career. Maybe it's somebody that carries wisdom in their story as they're sharing, as you leaned in to take that moment, that sliding door moment. Maybe this, their story, their process, their wisdom, the things that they're going through are the answer that you need to hear for the very thing that you're going with and struggling with in life. We are so connected. We are the relationships and the connections that we have with others in our life have such power and such an opportunity that if we embrace them can lead us through some of the darkest days in our life, can bring wisdom and encouragement. It's empowering, yet we have to be willing to show up and to be present and to have those sliding door moments with people to hear their story. And I know that I have been so blessed since I have been through that tough season of, man, it was hell. When it was taking me a long time to figure out that I did not have healthy boundaries in my life. It was a struggle. It was hard for me. But yet, when I chose those connections, when I chose to press in and lean into and that sliding door moment where, yes, we're taking time off. Yes, we're taking a season of rest. Yes, I hear your story. And yes, I want to be a part of that. We're in this journey together. And it was life-changing for me. Life-changing. And I think about my husband and I owned a coffee shop. And we ran that coffee shop for 5 years. And the most valuable things, that we walked away with from that time in business were the relationships and the connections that we had with people. We had so many moments, sliding door moments, where we could have just walked away. We could have said, well, here's your coffee. Have a great day. I don't want to hear your story. Well, maybe we wouldn't have said, I don't want to hear your story. But we could have just said, next, who's next? And not even taken the time to be present for the customers that were in front of us. But we chose to be present. We chose to be there in those moments and to lean in. And I just started making a list of all the different things that we heard and we experienced with people because we were present. We pressed into those moments. We desired to hear their story and what was happening in their life. And that common humanity, that common connection, that story that we would hear would encourage us and vice versa. We would encourage them and be with them and hold their hand and cry with them. There were people we cried with. Customers we cried with because of what they were going through in life. You know, we would be a part of people that were, their children were getting married. We had a couple that dated. We saw them date and they would come in for coffee and then they got married and got pregnant and had children. We were part of people that, young high school students that had swim meets and their successes and their stories that they shared when they would, you know, go into state and people that were graduating college and the weddings and the engagements and grandmas and grandpas that would come in and look at the pictures of my new grandbaby or the sister that would come through the drive-thru and her sister's in the hospital and she's crying because she doesn't know if her sister's going to be able to deliver the baby and if the baby's going to be okay. And you're holding their hand and being present to hear their story and you're empathizing with them. You know, the people that have to go through hip pain and hip surgery and knee surgery, and you're opening up the door and encouraging them as, you know, they have a cane or a walker and you're helping them through, you know, navigate the doorway. And you know, you laugh and you joke and you help bring a smile to their face when they're struggling with the recovery process and the good days and the bad days that people would go through and job losses and, you know, GM closed in the city where we had our shop. And so hearing people's story and their fears of what's going to happen next because now they're without a job and, you know, people's animal stories and their dogs and their cats. And oh my gosh, we heard it all. And those were the moments, those sliding door moments, the stories that we heard, the connections that we made. More than just saying, hey, how's it going? Oh, good, great. See you later. Have a great day. Bye. Those moments where we purposefully sat down, purposefully connected, purposefully dove in, because it was worth the relationship, worth the community that was being built, worth the moment. Because when we connect, we have an opportunity to hear somebody else's story, for them to hear our story, for them to be empowered by what we've walked through, for us to be empowered by what they've walked through. We come together. That, my friends, is true power. True strength, true courage, true testimony. Can I get a hallelujah? Woo! That is such strength when we can lean into those moments, lean into the story of others, be present, pause, tell me more. What's going on? Those sliding door moments where we can lean in and connect and be powerful together. We can cry together. We can embrace each other and hold each other up together. I will never forget that moment at the pool where I walked away fully realizing the value of creating space in my life for purposeful and meaningful connections. My daughters, my relationships with my daughters and now my son, my four children, has changed. It is deeper and stronger. Sure, we have regular struggles like any other family with teenagers and babies. But it's stronger. We have, when those struggles hit, we cling to the fact that we have a history and a foundation as a family, that this too shall pass, and we're going to figure this out together. We're going to lean into the discomfort of what does it mean to be a parent with teens? What does it mean to be a parent with a baby, a toddler? We are going to lean in and stay connected. My spouse with my husband. Yeah, it's a marriage. There's tough days, there's arguments, but there's lots of kissing and hugging and lovemaking. There's being present and leaning into what's in his heart, what's in my heart. We're connected. We have a foundation. We have a history. This is what makes us strong. The sliding door moments that we have, that we lean into, that are the foundation of relationships. More than just hello and how's it going. But let me pause with you. Let me stay here with you. Hear your story. And let's be strong together. So my challenge to you today, my friends, is ask yourself this. Do you have bandwidth? Do you have too many files open right now, maybe in your life, that you're on overdrive, that you are going so fast and your mind's going 100 miles a minute that you're not even present to the people that matter most in your life? Do you need to close some files? Do you need to press the pause button? Do you need to restructure your boundaries so that you can be present in those moments? When we put space and margin in our life, it allows us to operate with greater compassion and greater levels of being present than ever before. There's true power, true courage, and true testimony in being willing to take those sliding door moments and lean into relationships. I want to thank you for listening. And until next time, have a wonderful day.